in reference to the dead, it doesn't matter at all. Doesn't make any difference. This is what the Holy Quran tells us. And also the traditions of the Holy Prophet tell us that some people, there is, for instance, the incident, the anecdote about a person who was afraid of Allah's punishment and who had willed that after his death he should be burnt and charred, with the result that the whole body should be turned into ashes. Then half of the ashes should be thrown to the winds and let the wind carry the ashes and disperse in all the four directions. And half of the ashes should be thrown to some river so that it carries them to ocean and they disperse and just disappear. In such detail he willed to his children, and they did exactly as they were bidden. So Hazrat Rasulullah ﷺ tells us, and of course he was told this by Allah, that when such a person appeared before him, and remember this, that when this is mentioned always in past tense, the future events which will take place are always mentioned in the Holy Quran in the past tense. They're so certain, so positive, as if they had taken place. Similarly, in tradition, it is the past tense, but it pertains to the future. So, but I'll stick to the tense in which Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke on this subject. So he tells us that Allah spoke to that man and found out why he had done this. And he said to Allah, "I was very much afraid of your wrath. I'm a very sinful person. I had committed every possible sin on earth. And I was so afraid of being caught by you, because this was my device to escape you." And before this, Hazrat Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that Allah will order the winds and the earth to reproduce every morsel, every atom of those ashes which were flown to them, and also order the waters to throw him up. And both the earth and the water and the winds would throw his whole body up. Now, that is all metaphorical, because ashes cannot reproduce the body, obviously. Even if all the ashes are collected, they can't reproduce the body. So that shows it is just a metaphorical statement. It is to say that anyway he could not escape Allah. But when Allah heard this, Allah said, "All right, you are so much afraid of me, I forgive you." So that was a way of expressing Allah's forgiveness. And it also answers your question. So, in this respect, whatever may happen to body will not affect the soul or recreation of spirit in any sense whatsoever. What is important is to the living being. It is the sentimental value of the living which is important. If somebody comes to console to someone who has suffered from the death of a relative, what difference does it make to the dead? If one doesn't, even that does not make any difference. But it makes the difference to the living. So, you want your beloved one to part in full grace and with all the respect due to him. And that respect is in fact due to you. All that you feel is you yourself, not the dead body.